Hello and welcome to Zero to Hero and this week's episode, Echo Chambers. Hello, hello, hello. I thought I'd add that in. Don't know why, but if you're around like I don't know, mountains or caverns, and what do most people do? Hello, and he goes, hello, hello, hello. That's an echo chamber, isn't it? But what are echo chambers? What are they? Have you even heard the term? A lot of people have never heard the term. And it's basically you're surrounding yourself by others, or unknowingly, most of the time, you're surrounding yourself by others that speak the same narrative, see the same things, listen to the same things, and more importantly, expect the same outcomes, negatively and positively. Now, the easiest way to spot an echo chamber is those people that are in your immediate vicinity, family, for example. I'm going to ask you this. When, if you're at a family event, I can't remember the last time I was at a family event because I don't see my family anymore, just because of this reason. And, they're all talking and they all kind of have all the same sort of views, no matter what it is, whether it's, well, whatever's playing out in the news, what they want you to see on the TV. And they all have an opinion and they believe in particular opinions, whether it's left or right in politics. And you're sitting there going, oh my God, what the hell? Why are you believing this crap? But they're in their echo chamber. And it doesn't matter if they're family, friends, they may have a political echo chamber. I think there's elections coming up this year in the States and in the UK. I don't know. I have no idea on dates or anything because I choose not to take part in that charade. And it is a charade. But if you're in an echo chamber, you will still vote. You'll still believe that there's a left wing and a right wing. Native American Indian proverb, the left wing and the right wings are wings of the same bird. Okay? Just you can't see the back end of the bird. And so these would be two echo chambers kind of fighting each other. No, this guy's going to come in and change everything. No, this guy's good. Your guy last time, he did this, this, and this. It's like, it's all for show, all for show. But they will always be stuck in their echo chambers. And they love what it is. I suppose it's really a comfort blanket, isn't it? It's a comfort blanket. In America, you call the we call it a dummy. Would you call it a pacifier? It's a pacifier. That's what it is. So therefore, when you have that saying, say for example, you have a complete different opinion, and you say, you do realize the left wing and the right wing are the wings of the same bird, and it's all a show, and they're just the puppets at the front. Watch them kick off. Have you even experienced this? Try it. Make sure you're near the exit in case they go for you. But watch what happens. They spit their dummy out. That's just come to me, that whole saying. Don't spit your dummy out. Don't spit your pacifier out. I don't know if you say that in America, but in the UK, we say, oh, don't spit your dummy out. Now I can see why. Because it's their echo chamber needs to speak. Oh, how dare you? How dare you have a conflict of opinion? How dare you say that when this is the truth? It's like, but it's not the truth. And it goes round and around. It's the same rhetoric all day long. I mean, another one is social media. My God, social media. Do you know what? I was thinking earlier. I thought, bloody hell. Bloody hell. Such an English saying. Bloody hell. Isn't that what, what's his face? He keeps saying it a lot, doesn't he? In Harry Potter, what's his name? The ginger one. Bloody hell, is what we say. I thought, oh my God, before social media, what was I doing? What was we doing with our time? Social media now takes up so much time, which is its job. That's its sole purpose, is to keep you ingrained in social media. Yes, it can have its benefits, like for example, hearing podcasts, watching certain videos that are going to open your mind. But if it's just, and I'm guilty of it every now and then too, scrolling through reels, thinking, oh, I really like that. Oh, I like that. I love my American cars. I love my motorbikes. So something comes up and I see a muscle car. It's like, oh, yeah, look at that. Whoa. I love it. It makes me feel good. So I suppose really I'm taking a bit of their drugs. But it's being mindful of it, being mindful. And I thought, what was I doing 20 years ago? And my life was so different. You know, you're just getting on with your life, going out there, doing this, that, and the other. And nowhere near as stressed as what it is now. But social media, the echo chambers, there's so many. There is so many echo chambers. And I'll talk more on this a bit later, but you have echo chambers around, as I've said, politics, health, religion, spirituality, money, families, the whole everything. There's many, many micro echo chambers. But even though there's many, now listen to this, this is a really good point. Even though there are many, many micro chambers, echo chambers, they all come from the same big echo chamber. Does that make any sense? It's like these echo chambers have been created. Have been created. It's like you've been trapped under a big dome or a big glass, and everything you say is just echoed around and around. That's all you hear is your own voice. And it becomes your narrative. That's your complete narrative. And anyone else in there has the same narrative. It's like, oh, okay, yeah. And it's really hard to come out of it. But there's a much bigger echo chamber. It's massive. It's really huge. And this is why it's very important to, I suppose, learn from other cultures. And I suppose they'd have their own echo chambers as well. But to be a free thinker, cognitive thinker, and say, well, hold on a minute, that doesn't make any sense. You're all saying that, and I've been there. And there's a great meme. It's a black and white cartoon meme. And it's of loads and loads of people, hundreds, if not thousands of people, all facing towards this one guy. And it says 2020, right? And this one guy is facing all of these people. And he says, you're all wrong. Right? And there were many of us doing that. You're all wrong. You're wrong. You're believing the news. You're all wrong. And some people are still in that echo chamber, sadly, despite all the facts coming out. Anyway, but with the social media, I've just one case in point. I saw something earlier, and someone was saying, "Watch out for these new cameras," and I was on like a motorway, and they were cameras to pick up, not if you were speeding, if you were not wearing your seatbelt or you were on your phone. And it's like, oh dear, all they do is all they want to do. It's not safety. Most people think it's a safety issue. It's not. It's a revenue collecting exercise. That's all it is. Unmanned as well. Unmanned. They just put this great big contraption up and just leave it there. And it's just automatic fines. You get fined automatically. There's no discussing it, no nothing. And the echo chamber was, oh, quite simple, really. Wear your seatbelt. Don't go on your phone. You win. It's like, oh my God, listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. These are the people that will say in 1930s, 1940s Germany, it's okay, those trains are safe. Just get on those trains, you'll be all right. They go to the concentration camps. Yeah, just get on the trains. What? God, you're such a conspiracy theorist. Why wouldn't you get on that train? Look, you're going to be taken out of this hellhole. Yeah, to go in an even worse one. And it's this mindset, it's just trapped in this conditioned mindset, this self-policing mindset. And it is a psychological operation, a psyop, as it's called. And most people were saying this, you win. And then there were a few people saying, you do realize fines are just for poor people. That's all it is. And some people were going mad, going, in this cost of living crisis, it's not a cost of living crisis, it's a harvesting crisis. They're harvesting people. For their mental state, their spirituality, their financial state, their health, everything. But that's another subject. And so people are going mad. Why? What is the need for this? You know, what is the need for this? And then an Australian piped up, and this was on an English site as well. So an Australian piped up and he said, well, just make sure you don't wear any black tops while you're driving. because the camera won't see the seatbelt because it blends in with a black top. So you'll get fined and you can't contest it. And don't have one hand on a steering wheel and try and tune in a radio, or just have one hand on the steering wheel and the other hand arm on your like an armrest, because the camera will say, "Oh, driving one hand, the other hand must be on the phone." You'll get fined. They said this is what's happened in Australia. So it's enlightening to see, but this is great information. It's like exactly that's what it'll do. And people say, "Well, just don't be on your phone and don't and wear your seatbelt." Yeah, but you're missing the whole picture. This is, artificial intelligence taking over and controlling. It's all control mechanisms. That's all it is. And it seems many people are happy being controlled, but they don't realize that they're being controlled because they're in their own echo chamber. Just wear your seatbelt. Don't talk on your phone. It's like that film They Live. If you haven't seen They Live, 80s cult classic, fantastic film. It'll open your eyes up. And it may seem very, very cheesy, which is a cheesy film, but it is, yeah. If you've got an open mind, you watch it, you'll see it. You'll see exactly what's going on around us right now. And people say, well, only poor people pay fines. Do you think the bankers will pay fines? Do you think someone driving a Rolls Royce, not wearing their seatbelt, gives a toss? No, they don't. They don't. It's like, well, £100 fine, that's nothing. Doesn't mean anything to them. But for someone, say like someone's a family struggling and is like, oh God, they're late for work, they're doing this, and thought, oh shit, I forgot to put my seatbelt on. Bang, £100 fine. That's their day's wages gone. There are ways around that, but not for this podcast. Other echo chambers. Ooh, dare I go down this path? Religion. Oh my word, religion. People stuck in it, and it's, as we know, it's caused wars since time began. This person against this person because they're stuck in their echo chambers. We're right. No, we're right. No, we're right. Rather than hold on, let's sit down together. How can we be more cohesive? How can we? Do you really want war? A lot of it is ego, but hey ho. People saying, oh, there's a heaven, there's a hell. If you do this, you're going to go to hell. They barrage you. You're going to go to hell. If you think that, if you do that, you're going to go to hell. But hell was created by the church, wasn't it? For control purposes, to do their bidding. Don't do this, don't do that, you're going to hell. All the while, they're doing it. So they're getting their pleasures, but you're not allowed to have the pleasures. You're not allowed to have the riches. So you've got their health. People stuck in their health echo chamber of still going to doctors, still going to doctors. If I ask you this, if you were to doctor something, what would that mean to you? If you were to doctor something, what would you do? If I said to you, right, I've got this report here, just say, for example, I don't know, some evidence come to light that a large corporation or a large force or a large organization, had been doing some really bad things, naughty things to the people. And I had evidence and I got it here and I said, right, I need you to doctor this. See where I'm going with this? So to doctor something means to change something, to change its original form, change its original form. Our bodies can self-heal. They really can, no matter what condition, they really can self-heal. But when you're bombarded with the fluoride in the water, the toxins being sprayed consistently. I mean, here in the UK, I think the sun's gone away on holiday for a long-term vacation because it's just constant grey cloud. Yet you think the wind would blow it away after a day or two. No, here it's just like a blanket. But again, that's another subject. The processed food, the GMO foods. Everything, the stress, it's making the body run down. Okay, so the body isn't functioning correctly. So if you get a tumor, if you have headaches, if you have whatever, that's your body's way of trying to save you. Sounds bizarre, but it's true. It's your body's way of trying to save you. And as we know, the past 4 years has been, it's been the echo chambers that have come out where people have said, we don't need to do that. I had it. I had people say to me, they go, just let you know, I've got the C, you know. I went, oh, no worries. And they looked at me like, you're not worried. Said, well, I'm not going to get anything. I'm not going to get anything. And I was like astounded. And they were like coughing up and throwing up and that for over 2 weeks, really ill. And I had to make them dinner. And oh, I better look after them because they're a bit poorly. And I was walking through this, that, and the other, and you know, all on the news said, stand 6 feet apart, do this, do that, do that. Shut up, you idiots. You obviously don't know how the human body works. You clearly don't know. And it's something rebranded. We know that. And it's even come out now. That's the funny thing. This is what I mean. People got locked up. I think people may have even been killed because of their opinion of breaking out of the echo chamber. The echo chamber was huge, absolutely huge. And now they've come out and said it. It's all in mainstream now. Oh, it's just to be treated like a cold or flu. Oh. Well, we didn't say that, did we? No. And you was ridiculed, death threats, the full works for just suggesting that 4 years ago, in all that period. And now they've come out and said it. So it's but this is the thing, this is where echo chambers can be dangerous, very dangerous. Rather than taking stock, sitting back, going, right, hold on. This is going to affect a lot of people, millions, if not billions, in fact, billions of people. It's like, break out of that echo chamber. Just study this. And go, oh, it's not peer reviewed. Oh, dearie me, please study this. Your life depends on it. And they laugh. And now what are we seeing in the news? Everywhere. This person's died. That person's died. That one's died. That one's gone. That one's, it's everywhere. So were people in a smaller echo? Well, I don't know. No, I wouldn't say they're in a smaller echo chamber, trying to help the people in a big echo chamber. Because sometimes you can have a feeling that no, that's not right. That whatever you're saying isn't right. I can feel it. So it's a we call it a clair knowing in the spiritual world. It's a clair knowing. You just know it's not right. But this is the ironic thing: a lot of spiritual people bought into it, which opened my eyes up even more. And again, just sticking with health shortly. I say to people, why do you keep going to doctors? And they've got pills and pills and pills and pills, and they're always ill, always. And the children are always ill. And then you see the bottles of alcohol everywhere, the Coca-Cola, the pizzas, the McDonald's bags. It's like, oh God. And it's just, it beggars belief. But I think because the brain has been so, it's been taken over by so many chemicals, I think it's destroyed certain cells that make people think for themselves. And I get funny looks for making my own kefir, my milk kefir, for making my own sauerkraut, you know, for eating meat. For you know, having electrical foods, vegetables, you know, the right vegetables, electrical foods. That'd be another subject I'll talk about actually. And you say to these people, right, rather than going to a doctor, okay, who's just going to give you a prescription, that's going to have look, read the side effects. They don't read the side effects. Look at the side effects: heart palpitations, this, that, and the other. Oh, I died of a heart attack. I wonder why. You know, it's not a funny matter, but it's just like. You don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to work this out. It's pretty. What are we doing in primary school and all that? Multiple choice. Multiple choice. Right. Hold on. That doesn't fit. That doesn't fit. That doesn't fit. So the only answer must be this. Yeah. But people don't do that. They don't do dot to dot. So rather than going to a doctor to, you know, see what's wrong is your lifestyle, your diet. You don't exercise, you don't walk, you don't do everything, you know? Why don't you ask someone who very rarely gets ill or doesn't get ill what they're doing? To me, that's common sense. I look at someone I want to aspire to be like. I like that. Oh, I like the way you're living. I like the way you're Harold, and you've got freaking. I look at people I want to get fitter. So I have joined a gym and I'm not going there as regularly as I like, but I'm making a start. And I look at all these youngsters on social media going, yeah, just do this workout, do that workout, do this. And they're in their 20s, early 30s. I think I was fit like you then at that age. I was fit like you. But then life gets in the way and things happen and you kind of, oh, what the? You look in the mirror one day, go, who the hell's that? Who's that? Whose body's that? Someone swapped me in the middle of the night. And then I see guys that are older than me and even in their 60s, 70s. And they're like, wow, look at that body. Shit. Oh, excuse my language. Well, if they can do it, I can do it. So what's happened is I've been stuck in my own echo chamber of, well, those youngsters there, they're right. Their metabolism's higher, their energy's higher, this, that, and the other. They haven't got families to be worried about or run around or do this and do that. They're just, that's easy for them. But when I see someone much older, even just a little bit older, and they're super fit, it's like, so anything else I say now is actually an excuse. And it's like, been stuck in my own echo chamber. Oh, well, I can't get fit because of this, because I'm older now and I'm this and the other. And my kids, and I did it the other week. I did it the other week. Now, I've trained in martial arts most of my life, right? All different types. And my kids do jujitsu and they're bloody good at it. They're really, really good at it. They've taken to it like a duck to water. They're fantastic at it. And they go 3 times a week. And now they're in the adults class. They're in there. So they're young and, but the main instructor said, look, they need to transition really because they're really good and they get a lot more experience in the adult class. So now I take them to the adult class. And a few of the guys there who I'll get to know and whatever said, are you going to do jujitsu? Nah, get out of it. Oh, I'm way too old. Right? Okay. Oh, no, I need to lose at least 2 stone to start that. And someone else will ask me, oh, well, I've been making excuses. I've been in my own echo chamber. You need to be fit to do this. You need to be young to do this. You need to do this. Just go and do it. Just go and do it. So that's my goal. But that's it. Why would you not ask someone who you'd like to be as fit as toned as, healthy as, ask them what they're doing. What are you doing? And they'll tell you. They will tell you. Oh, just do this, this, and this. And then it's down to you whether you follow through or not. But one of the big ones for me is spirituality. And it is so divided. I mean, spirituality is vast. You've got different kinds of spirituality all over the world. Westernized spirituality is so diluted, so diluted. And I do cringe because you see them in their echo chamber. And I saw one spiritual group the other week. Well, a lot of them actually. And all they do is put pictures up of themselves. What do you see in me? What color's my aura? What's this? It's like, oh man, come on. This isn't spirituality. And someone said, why are all these people putting their faces up? And I said, they're attention seeking. That's all they're doing. They need attention. This, that, and the other. We've got low self-esteem, blah, 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 blah. And so it's like, oh, spiritual, oh, just they need something to latch onto. Oh, look, spirituality, we latch onto that. And my comments got taken down. And it's like, well, hold on, you got spirituality for beginners, and you're not teaching them anything. Why are you not teaching them anything? And it really frustrates me. It's like, oh my God, all these people coming into spirituality because of life crises. Is crisis a word? Having a life crisis. And they're looking for answers, looking for help. And all they're seeing is people going, what color's my aura? What color's this? What's this? What do you pick up on me? You look sad, depressed, unhappy, unhealthy. But if you say that, you get blocked. It's like, well, it's the truth. Look at them. But they're stuck in another echo chamber. It's like, this is what spirituality is. And if I did it for quite a long time in my group, my Facebook group, I was putting loads of knowledge on, getting hardly any likes at all, hardly any interaction whatsoever. And then, Facebook would ghost me. I'd got, what's the word, restricted for 18 months. 18 months I got restricted for. It's like, wow, okay, so people aren't ready for knowledge. Okay. And this is where knowledge dies out, because you want to share your knowledge, but all these echo chambers are keeping people stuck, keeping people stuck. So what happens? The knowledge dies off. And then people go, oh, if only we knew how to get out of this. If only we knew how to do that. And it's like, I've been trying to tell you this for freaking 10 years, 15 years. And you didn't want to know. And if I, and what it is, people, you can see, as I said before, echo chambers are like a comfort blanket, comfort zone. People do not like coming out of that. They really don't. Unless with it all, with their health, their spirituality, their personalities, everything, their relationships, they're stuck in, oh, this is how a relationship should be. Mundane. No, it shouldn't be. Should be exciting. Even if you've been with each other for many, many years, should find new ways of making it exciting, you know? But you get stuck in an echo chamber. Oh, this is what it is to the rest of my life, then I die. Oh, fantastic life. Okay. And then Prince Philip, when he was alive, even called the mass population useless eaters. He even said it, useless eaters. It's like, that's not derogatory, is it? And he wished that he'd come back as a virus and wipe out most of humanity. And he says, it's just, what's been happening? Okay. But spirituality, it's, God, yeah, you put, again, you want to check people's echo chambers. Put a comment or an opinion up. You watch someone ask a question and they want an answer. Look at the completely different ends of the spectrum of answers. You know? I did it. I was in a Dolores Cannon group. They actually messaged me to ask me to stop commenting. Because that. Go in there, it's a huge echo chamber. It's such an echo chamber, it's unreal. And you have enablers in there to keep that echo chamber going. When you say, well, hold on a minute, that's not true. And that's not my experience. Because I think some of you may have been on my past life regression workshops, had one-to-ones with me, et cetera, and had phenomenal experiences. But you put those experiences in that group, I go, that's not how it is. And it's like, well, I actually had that experience. Well, no, it's not true. I had that experience. Okay. So, how is this spiritual? You know, this is me, and I think this is how the world was, should have been, is that to learn, you need to learn from someone who's more experienced than you. Is that the case? Doesn't matter their background. You could go out to the bin man outside, ask him a question, he'll give you an answer, and you go, I never thought of it that way. Wow. Because you've always been in your echo chamber of thinking this way. That's why it's nice to get outside opinions. And even if someone's joking, say, well, it could be this, this, and this, that may spark something in me. And I go, I never thought of it that way. It's a quest for knowledge, a quest. How are we supposed to evolve as a species if we don't have a quest, a thirst for knowledge, and we're stuck in echo chambers, you know? And what I find is that a lot of these spiritual groups, look at them with hundreds of thousands of followers, and they've been built really quickly, like in 6 months, a year, 18 months, warm 50,000, 100, 200, 300,000 followers. Like, what the hell? And all the people are hanging on to their every word. And it's like, well, what you're saying is not true. It's not true. And they go off their opinion. And I mean, I had an experience on Saturday with a friend of mine, and I was using my aura scanners. I'm going to do a live aura scanner in my group on Facebook to show you how they work. Oh, they're phenomenal. They are phenomenal. We had so much knowledge come through. It was mind-blowing. And my friend, who's a fantastic medium also, was like, her mind was blown. And she was asking questions. And I'd say, right, stop wasting energy on those questions that are not going to serve you, okay? Because you're stuck in that echo chamber. You've been in that echo chamber now for over 2 years. You need to come out of that echo chamber, ask some real questions that are going to help you move forwards, right? Which she did. And then I told her I'd help her with her mediumship and a psychic. So I've got her reading for me, and we're doing stuff. And she was in her echo chamber, as most mediums are, going, I think. And I said, well, hold on a minute. What do you mean you think? You think? You're not connected then. And I was pretty hard on her. And she'll tell you, she goes, Grant, you're the only person that rips me a new one. Because I'm like, no, I'm not putting up with that. No, that's mediocre. That's less than mediocre mediumship. That's terrible. I mean, evidence she's given is great, but it's her formatting it, and this is what it is. And she told me, she said, well, it's because, if I get it wrong, then they're going to get the umps. If I say I think this and the other, it's a kind of a get out. I said, whoa, no, you can't do that. You cannot do that. If you're wrong, you're wrong. You then have to look back inside to see where you were wrong. That's how you learn, grow, progress, evolve. Some people like my style like that. It's like, whoa, hold on, what are you doing? Whoa, 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 whoa. No. Stop. It's self-discipline. Self-discipline, which seems it's just gone out the window nowadays with everything. So afterwards, she was getting upset. She was going, oh, I'm wrong, I'm wrong, I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I said, hold on, let me speak. Oh, I'm wrong. I said, stop, stop. In an echo chamber again. So I told her, no, you're not wrong, but it's the way you've gone about it, if we just, change this here, change that there, and look for this instead, push yourself, really push yourself and trust yourself. Yeah. And she did, bang. And she's going, oh, when can we do this again? This was great. This was great. It's like, brilliant. Okay. So helping another medium with their mediumship and their psychic. And when I see these other ones doing it and they're on stage and whatnot, it's like, yeah, they know how to tug on the old heartstrings. But it's to progress in mediumship, psychic, spirituality, kind of need a like, nope, this is the way to get back on track. Get back on track. And it's about teaching you to be the best version of you and draw out your abilities. I mean, this is the thing, right? I see people and they say, oh, my sister's got fantastic abilities. She comes out with this, but she's scared of them and she doesn't know what to do, this, that, and the other. I said, bring her to me. Her abilities sound amazing, but she seems like she's like, trying to keep her head above water, has no direction. So it's just going to be all over the place. I'll help her formulate it. And they get scared, or oh, I don't know. If you are interested in improving your psychic abilities or even learning about your psychic abilities, I'm going to put a link to the email list below. Join the email list because there's some fantastic news coming out in about, what are we now? In about 2 or 3 weeks. Something I've been working on. So if you're interested in improving your psychic abilities, learning about psychic abilities, seeing if you've got psychic abilities, click on the email link below. Join the email list, okay? To get informed and then join the Facebook group. So yeah, with the so that's spirituality. That's a huge echo chamber, a huge, huge, huge echo chamber. And some say the new age is the new cage. All right, all love and light, all happy, 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 without really doing the internal work because the external seems happy and joyous. The amount of time I speak to them when they're off camera, not on social media. Oh, Grant, this is happening and that's happening and. But why don't you tell your people that instead of putting on a fake persona? They can't because they're really enjoying it. They're enjoying that, putting that out to the world. It's making them feel good. But when they're coming home, they're feeling sad and miserable. That's not a way to live. Yeah. So they've created their own echo chamber. And then the people that are listening to them are in their echo chamber. It's like, my God, break this echo chamber, break it. Another quick one, the family cults. I mean, dad's groups. And again, sadly, this morning, another dad took his life for not seeing his children. And it's like, oh, it's hard hitting. And I've been trying to help dads for many years. And they're stuck in their echo chambers, unfortunately. And then then they may take their own lives. This is how serious it gets, as with health, the mental health, being stuck. And they're going, oh, this needs to change. The system's broken. The system is not broken. If people just change that train of thought, the system is not broken. I'll say that again. The system, no matter what it is, health, wealth, news, everything, is not broken. It's designed perfectly, absolutely perfectly. It's a well-oiled machine. The thing is, it works in their favor, not yours. So you cannot use the system to beat the system. There are other ways of doing that. And I'm trying to say, look, get out of that train of thought, blah, blah, blah. And then you get attacked. You get attacked these days, go, oh, yeah, well, this, and you have the law says there is no law. There is no law. You're in the echo chamber of believing there's law. Break out of that. I said in 2015, all the MPs agreed there is no law. They agreed it. Well, I need to study those papers. Where are those papers? I need to. Oh, it's not. Listen, you need to get out the head, out your head. And then the aggression. I said, why are you putting your aggression onto me when I'm actually trying to help you to see your children? It's a lot easier way. You don't even need the courts. You don't need them. And they want to argue. Oh, well, this. Fine. You crack on. I've studied this. I don't believe it. What court? What? Show me the court that's accepted this. It's like, oh dear, get out of that train of thought. Why are you putting the court above you? Why are you doing it? That's your first mistake. But this is how. And it's indoctrination from birth. It's indoctrination from your family, from your grandparents. They didn't know. They didn't know. But now we do. Now we're learning this. Now we're learning this, and this is the stuff we have to pass on to our children. This is how we change things, guys. This is how we change things. People are always going to be stuck in their echo chambers. It's just saying those sort of words where people, and you imagine, right, if you're outside a glass dome and all these people are in it, and you're speaking and speaking, they can't hear you because they're in their echo chamber. But then you find the right words, the right frequency, as it were. And you're talking and talking, but your talking is starting to penetrate that glass chamber. And all of a sudden it then shatters. Psh! All these people can now hear you because you've kept on, you've kept on, you've kept on. This is why you've got to keep speaking your truth. Yeah? So, oh, how do you tell them? Qu ask them questions. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? Therefore, you know where they are. Whereabouts in the echo chamber they are. Yeah. Now, who do you prefer, Trump or Biden? Oh, I prefer, right, you're in an echo chamber of that. That's where. So all their belief patterns are in that echo chamber. Same here. I don't know who the politicians are. I have no idea. Oh, just I know that a new contract has gone to the Prime Minister's wife's dad again for whatever it is. I don't know, is it an NHS one or something? Another multi-billion. Yeah. A non-elected prime minister who's just reaping the population, reaping, raping the population. It's just, and people, they go, oh yeah, they're all the same. Why are you still voting then? Because they're in the echo chamber. So asking questions and seeing if you can break through their glass chamber, echo chamber, their glass dome they've put over themselves. Yeah, does that make any sense? And it's like someone pulled me up the other day, right? Because it's normally me giving out advice, me trying to help people, and to my detriment. And that could be health-wise and sometimes overwhelmed. Like, oh, it's too much to take on. It's too much to take on. Because I try and help people so much. I really do. I try and help them. Like, you need, I can see it. And I just like, it's kind of a white knight syndrome. All right, I want to help you. I want to help you. I don't like seeing people unhappy. That comes from me from having a very unhappy childhood upbringing. And I don't, and I sense that feeling in others, and I don't want them to have it. And if I have more knowledge than them, I can say, look, all you need to do is this, this, and this. There wasn't anyone there to do it for me, but I can do it for others. Then what that takes away from is me carrying on, evolving, looking after my health, my mental well-being. Yeah, your own mental well-being is number one, number one. Okay. So someone said to me, shut up, Grant. Shut up. What? I said, fuck off. You're telling yourself this, that, and the other. You're stuck in your own echo chamber. I went, oh, shit, I am. Oh, God, I am. Yep, you're right. I am. Right, now I've got to put myself first. I have to put myself first. I think what it is, because years ago I did put myself first, but my whole family, my nans, everything, they even wrote me a letter going, you're very selfish, you're this, that, and the other. It's like, what? What for putting myself first, for building my own life up, for doing this, for my own family? I'm selfish. You're selfish, you're selfish, you're selfish. You know? And it's like, wow. So words can affect you. And they're in their own echo chambers. So it's a great skill to stand back, observe, look at all the echo chambers out there, then maybe self-reflect and look at your own echo chamber. You know? So it's nice to hear someone say to me, Ron, put yourself first. Put yourself first. That's what I'm going to do. So if I put myself first, protect my mental well-being, look after my health, that'll be the best version of me, which means it's a lot easier to help others and not so draining. So look at others' echo chambers and see if they're affecting you personally, whether it's family, friends, your work colleagues, your health, your wealth, religion, spirituality. And then self-reflect and feel into whether you've got an echo chamber around you. And then start removing yourself from it. Okay. I hope that helps. And make sure you are on the email list. There's some fantastic news coming out in a few weeks' time. It's going to blow your mind. Get on the email list, in the Facebook group, and look out. Take care, guys. Speak to you real soon. Thanks for tuning in.